one, this is Switch. I think you can probably hear it a bit, but I'm still a tiny bit sick. And so my voice is not at 100%. And there's a very real possibility I might have to take coughing breaks at some point. But I wanted to record something, and I thought I'd do a questionnaire because I haven't done one of those in a very long time. And some of you said on my subreddit feedback survey that that's something you would like to see more of. I'm not really sure why anybody would be interested in hearing about my answers to these things, but oh well. So the one I'm doing today is Lilith95's Childhood Nostalgia Questionnaire. The first question: what were your favorite animated TV shows as a kid? So when I was a kid, I loved the like animated Sonic show. And then there was also a, this kind of goes into the next question too, because it was partially live action and partially animated. The Super Mario Super Show, I think is what it was called. I'm not 100% on that, but they had like a theme song, and part of me is tempted to sing it. I'm not gonna sing it, but you can look it up. But it was partially live action and partially animated. It would start out with like Mario and Luigi hanging out in their apartment, and it would be live action, and then, you know, they'd do a little bit, and then it would just kind of, and then they'd play a animated bit. But those were my favorites when I was like young. I liked Sonic. I liked Mario. What were your favorite live action TV shows as a kid? Well, I think Mario counts a little bit for that because it was half live action. I also liked, there was a show called Adventures in Wonderland on Disney, I believe. I remember watching that one a lot. Dinosaurs, I really liked. That counts as live action. I mean, they were puppets, I guess. That was a great show. I also liked and another backstage recording I did a reading of the theme song from Salute Your Shorts. Sexy reading of the theme song from Salute Your Shorts. And that was a show that I watched a lot too. I really liked that one. And Hey Dude. That stuff. Out of those shows, which characters were your favorites? Oh man. Actually a pretty hard question. You know, I think as a kid I liked the baby from Dinosaurs a lot. You know, I had the catchphrase, "I'm a baby, gotta love me." I'm the baby, I guess. He was kind of a brat, but I thought, you know, he was funny, I guess. when I was a kid. I liked the dynamic with the dad, you know? Did you spend a lot of time watching TV as a kid? Not a ton. My parents would allow us to watch half, or, you know, sometimes it would be half an hour, sometimes it would be a full hour of TV, like a day. And they used to just sort of throw us outside and lock the doors and tell us, you know, like, go play. So we weren't really allowed to watch a ton of TV or screen time in general, growing up. On Saturday mornings, there was a little more leeway. That was when one Saturday morning came on. I feel like I'm giving away a lot about my age right here, by the way. I don't know if any of you remember that. They had, like, Recess and, what other shows did they have? They had Angela Anaconda. That one really freaked me out. That was a weird one. Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann was pretty good. I liked Pepper Ann. but no, I didn't watch a ton of TV as a kid. I wasn't really allowed to. My parents thought there were better uses for my time. What's the weirdest, creepiest show you watched as a kid and liked? Angela Anaconda, I still think, was a really weird show. Just, like, the artistic style was really creepy. And I didn't like that show a lot, but I would watch it sometimes. And that was... freaks me out. The people are, like... they're, like, semi-photorealistic in a way. And then they're also, like... and black and white. And they're kind of, like, cutouts, almost. And then, like... you know, there'll be pops of color. It just makes me not even to think about it. I don't know why. I used to watch Are You Afraid of the Dark? That was probably the show that scared me the most as a kid. I loved it, but it gave me so many nightmares. I remember the Nosferatu episode where, you know, there's... the kids are working at a theater. It's, you know, it's like an old theater, and they were showing Nosferatu, and he comes alive and comes out of the screen. I used to watch Goosebumps too. I don't remember Goosebumps doing quite as much. it wasn't quite as much nightmare fuel for me, I don't think, as Are You Afraid of the Dark was. Is there a TV show you watched as a kid that you can still watch now and think this is really good? Oh, man. Not especially. there's probably a few. I feel like Hey Arnold probably still holds up. Maybe. I haven't watched it in a really long time. And I watched Boy Meets World, too, a fair amount. And I kind of suspect that one's not terrible. I went back and watched it. But most of, you know, it ran for a pretty long time. So, you know, you've got from when they were, like, young kids to, you know, the college years. And so I don't know if the older episodes really hold up. Do you have a movie or a TV show you loved when you... oh, sorry. Did you ever cry while watching a movie when you were a kid? Do you remember which one was the first? Yeah, I think I did cry a lot. probably when I was a kid. I don't remember which one was the first, but I definitely cried during The Lion King. I can tell you that for sure. Wherever Mufasa dies. Yeah, just tear city, Bambi. All of those wholesome children's movies where one of the parents gets taken out. Those always made me cry. What was my favorite movie as a kid? Is it still your favorite or one of your favorites? Oh, okay. So when I was a kid, I think my. So I had a couple. One was 101 Dalmatians. Is that right? Yeah. That's what it's called, right? 101 Dalmatians. It's because they had the stupid live action ones wherever they. And then they made like a sequel, and the sequel was like 102 or something. And I don't. It was called 101, I think. Yeah. The original, not the live action crap. The animated one. That I would have watched that, nothing but that, if I could have as a kid. It was really probably my favorite. I always loved, I was. I've always been a bleeding heart when it comes to animals. As a kid, I wanted to take in all of the stray cats in the neighborhood and stuff. I was always finding like baby birds that had fallen out of trees, things like that. So, I loved that movie. I think it's still probably pretty good. I haven't watched it in a while. But Cruella is. I think she's an interesting villain, probably. It had some good musical numbers. Mostly that one song, Cruella. Cruella de Vil. I'm not gonna sing right now because my voice is completely gone. I also liked The Little Mermaid a lot as a kid because I thought it would be cool to be a mermaid. I didn't really get why Ariel would want to give up being a mermaid because, like, that's so much cooler than being a human, like, who wants to wear dresses and walk around on land. I would have been on Team Clamshell Bra and jamming out to Sebastian's band. I mean, as a kid, really, I think I liked anything that had like a redhead that ended up with some sort of dreamy prince or something like that. But Little Mermaid's still pretty good. Although, as an adult, I see it a little differently. I'm like, how old are you? What are you doing with your life? You're gonna give up all this shit just for this guy? Did I watch a horror movie when I was a kid that really terrified me? I saw pieces of Halloween when I was a kid. I wasn't supposed to. My parents didn't like for me to watch anything above my, they went very strictly by the ratings rules. So like PG-13, you should be 13 or older to watch this. They're like, well, you're not 13, so, they're like PGs, yeah. So they were kind of strict about that sort of thing. So Halloween was not a movie I was ever supposed to have watched, but I think it was on like, some local cable channel or something once, and I ran across it flipping through. And no one else was around, so I watched it a little bit. That scarred me. I don't even know if it was the original or not, but it was. There's a part I remember where there's like a dead body. She opens a closet, and a dead body like swings in off like a hang, like it's on a hanger. And that freaked me out. Was a fictional character animated or not? Your sexual awakening. I I never really. Excuse me, coughing. I was never one of those kids who was like, oh, cooties or whatever. I always had an interest, sort of, as awful as it sounds to say, and well, and the opposite sex, and also the same sex, I guess. And I was a kid, it wasn't like a sexual thing. It was just like, I know that I like you in some sort of way. I can't really put my finger on it. And, yeah, there were definitely a couple of fictional characters that fell into that category. The animated ones, I would say Alola Bunny was probably pretty high up there. She was something else. If it were possible now, would you have sex with one of the characters from a show or movie you liked when you were a kid? I mean, like, hypothetically. If I were single and there were no repercussions and such, and that's the dog. He's very upset. He wants to be let into my recording room. I liked Star Wars as a kid. I think I kind of had a thing for Lando. And I stand by that. I do. Especially now he's being played by Donald Glover. Lando is smooth. So those are my very silly answers to this questionnaire. I hope that, I don't know, you liked it, I guess. Even though I'm still sick and there's lots of background noise, like that notification I just got. But thanks for listening. I'm feeling a little better, so hopefully I'll be able to record something a little more involved soon. Have a good night.